Hello, everybody. I hope you can hear me. I've been very, very lucky in this competition. I'm very grateful to everybody and very pleased it's given me the opportunity to come along to Cork several times. I thought I'd celebrate Five Words by reading some of the poems over the years I've written for Five Words. The first one I'm going to read is called The Hoplite Shield. I entered this some years ago, and it was a very long, very unwieldy, not very good poem, but I wrote it in a week and I sent it in. I've worked on it since, which is the nice thing about Five Words, that it gives you poems that you can work on. So this is called The Hoplite Shield. It's a shield of a Greek warrior that's in a museum. And it's in very bad condition, but although it's actually very, very beautiful because it's all rust, well, corroded. The hoplite shield, poplar planks glued in a shallow dome, thicker at the rim to withstand the chopping blow, sheath of unwrinkled bronze, two leather loops lined with hide, the armband and the grip. Blue-green corrosion has rattled the surface in a maze of archipelagos, a planet, black oceans and cerulean landmass. Sparta, Argos, long gone empires are mapped here. A citizen warrior carried the weight of it, yielded his identity to the phalanx, shoving for territory while javelins rained, spectre helmeted, probing with spear at the level of face or groin. If he stood in this museum now, naked as a wrestler on a vase, he'd see his shield and all his weapons, armor, gear, his outer valor and his inner fear, meekly surrendered to time and art and us. And if you can hear a cat in the background, that's Malcolm coming out of his hole. The next one is another museum poem that was highly commended a couple of years ago. It's A Dream of My Dead Grandmother in the Modern Art Museum. And I just imagine how my grandmother would be absolutely distressed by going into a modern art museum. And I wanted to rescue her in this poem. Between the Cezannes and the Braques, I lost her. Somewhere she is straying. Her pre-Raphaelite eyes look at urinals, popes, splatters, drips, drops, stone spirals, woven twigs, slashed canvases, nudes, running, leaping, squatting, cramped, splayed, soiled sheets, newborns in nooses, shit in a can, halved carcasses. I want to rush in and protect her from shock, but the ever-vigilant attendants tell me all things are equal to the dead, and art will transform her. They show me on a screen her tiny grayscale figure crossing a threshold into hyperrealism and beyond. People around me whisper artists' names, amplified in the marble halls to an onward rushing wind. Has she seen Hans Bellmer's dismembered doll yet? Banksy's Queen Victoria in dominatrix gear? Installation with disemboweled piano. It's all so far from King Cophetua and the beggar maid. Obedient to gallery regulations, I catch up with her among the wrong Muicks. She's standing on a plinth that's been provided. A plaque is on the wall. Mid-20th century woman with bag. A static teardrop bubbles in her eye. I am not allowed to touch. And next one is The Zombie Maker, which again, Five Words gave me the opportunity to write the one and only horror poem that I've ever written. The Zombie Maker. A thing grown from a culture in the lab. This creature is a tracery of cells, as flimsy as lace, moving in drifts, gathering itself into airy gowns. It is too late to abort it, as it sheds offspring from its blossoming tendrils. It leaves its first victim behind it, his face in its tail like Magritte's rapt man. It is drape, it is veil, it is flounce. It is a dress we must wear as it advances, seeping under doors, gliding through vents, cascading down stairs and corridors in noiseless pursuit. We are enfolded in its foam and syrup, our bones hollowed out, our flesh honeycombed, as a bug serrates and perforates a leaf, until we are nothing but a gummy texture, an acid scent. It hardens round us, a carapace, an exoskeleton, a case for new organs formed out of the floss. Senses return as if ears and eyes and pores unseal. We are almost what we were. We have lost, though, any sense of self. We are the creature's raiment, and it wears us as its mask. Orion, which again wasn't that good a poem when I entered, I don't think. I hope it's a better poem now, anyway. It's a lot shorter. Orion. It's about an old man getting up in the middle of the night and looking through the curtains at the constellation. Fires in my arthritic joints, pain in my liver, a dot-to-dot consciousness of myself. I look from the window at 3 a.m. and see you, Orion of the broad chest and narrow waist, buckled with gold, brandishing the great club, planting your feet on the acres of darkness. I know you by your belt, Betelgeuse at your shoulder, Regal at your heel. You are a hero who never ages. A fiction, strung on invisible tendons from star to star. I go back to bed as an old man should, at rest until Scorpio chases us both from the sky. And finally, this is, still can't quite believe this, this year's winner, Betty Fox is Skipping, which I, at the time the five words came out, I was reading on the internet about Betty and Benny and Betty Fox, who were American sky dancers in the 20th century. And they used to perform on perches, spars coming out from skyscrapers. The five words just gave me the framework for this poem. Betty Fox is skipping on an Betty Fox is skipping on an 18-inch perch, 20 stories above the buzz and dystopia of the street. The rope skims her head, heels skim the rope, toes touch down and rebound. Perhaps she'd rather this than the blindfold waltz or the famous death whirl. Indianapolis to Miami, depression to Cold War, her crowds gasp. She springs high, does mid-sky splits, an angel in an ice blonde wig. The name is Least. Decades of nimble women renew Betty Fox, aerialist. Dapper but grey, Benny debuts the latest. She clamps her thighs on his waist and leans outward into the abyss, closing her blue eyes as if she sleeps. He sees all the Bettys, ghosts of one another, slipping from him as he begins to spin, as he begins to spin. So thank you very much. And I had the company of the cat just there, if you saw me looking down. Okay, thank you everyone, and lovely to see you, see people that I've met in the Long Valley. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek, and congratulations once again. It was a fantastic poem.
Thank you.